هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
For more than 14 years, the Kurds in Syria and the Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, were a central U.S. partner in fight against ISIS. But under President Trump, the administration, working through envoy Tom Barak, has withdrawn support from the Kurds in Syria and SDF and shifted its support to President al-Sharaa, Syria's interim president. Joining us from New York City is Miles Kagans, the third senior fellow at the New Lions Institute and former spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition to defeat ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Colonel Kagans, welcome to SBS Kurdish. Given the Kurds and SDF's years of close cooperation with U.S. forces, doesn't the United States bear a responsibility to its Kurdish allies? Critics say this policy shift amounts to walking away from one of America's most reliable allies in Syria. How, as Colonel Kagans, do you interpret the current situation in relation to what is happening to the Kurds in Syria?
Well, hello from New York. And my heart and mind has been on my friends and former military partners in northeastern Syria and all people of Syria. We have a situation now where the U.S. has made a very clear declaration that all of its coordination for against ISIS will go through Damascus. But furthermore, the United States has dramatically shifted its language around support and protection of the Syrian Democratic Forces and people of North and East Syria. The message posted today by Ambassador Tom Barak on his X account lays out a little bit of appreciation for the sacrifice and efforts of the SDF against ISIS through 2019. But it also makes very clear that the Kurds who are remaining in northeastern Syria must quickly comply with agreements that are made between Damascus with the oversight of the United States.
I don't think they're given that chance to comply when they're attacking and surrounding most of the areas. For example, in Kobani and in other places, the water has been disconnected, electricity has been disconnected. People are fearing for their lives, like in 2014 when ISIS was going to be attacking Kobani.
That's right. The fear is palpable, present, and extraordinarily real. This is more than just photos of private citizens and civilians taking up arms to defend themselves. This is a replay of a reality that Kobani faced in 2014 and more broadly, many people in northeast Syria faced throughout 2011, all the way through the physical defeat of ISIS in 2019. What can be done? Well, the United States has chose to stay on the sidelines physically. They have drawn no lines in the sand, and they are not even coordinating the handover of ISIS detention camps between the SDF and the Syrian central government forces. Over the next 4 days during the ceasefire, it's imperative that General Mazlum and leaders of the autonomous administration should make a decision to comply. If not, they will likely be attacked, and those attacks will probably go all the way through the border, through towns like Dervisia, Amuda, Kamishlo, Derek, Asaka, and of course, Kobani.
On what basis would the U.S. decide that al-Sharaa is a more reliable partner than Kurdish-led authorities, considering al-Sharaa's background being part of al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Jabhat al-Nusra?
We should look to the words of President Trump himself. He's the one who sets the opinion. And today he was in a press conference. He answered a question from a Kurdish reporter. And his response to that question about President Sharaa was that President Sharaa is tough and has a difficult resume, but he has chosen President Sharaa to be the partner. And President Sharaa is the rightful leader in Damascus. The U.S. always chooses to partner with central governments over regional security forces.
Does backing al-Sharr reduce regional tensions or risk escalating them?
The U.S. backing of President Sharrah is the most pragmatic decision. President Sharrah is supported by the United States, Turkey, Gulf states, and America because of its unique relationship with Israel and Turkey, really has a strong hand in the direct day-to-day decisions of President Sharrah for many different external issues as well as internal issues, including the ongoing aggression on Kurdish regions.
Miles, what safeguards, if any, are in place to protect Kurdish civilians after U.S. support is withdrawn?
There are no safeguards in place other than the potential goodwill and mercy of the central government, the Ministry of Interior, and of course, the president, President Sharrah. There are elements inside the Syrian Arab Army that are extremist elements. Some of those individuals, some of those small groups might be totally rogue. They might attack civilians even after ceasefires. They might harass, loot, and cause other harm to Kurdish cities. This is a situation that is not likely to be settled in merely 4 days and an exchange and an agreement to follow some terms. This is likely to carry on for 4 weeks, 4 months, 4 years, 40 years. The history of Kurds in Syria, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, all have decades or over 100 years of state-level oppression, repression, being treated as second-class citizens, or even worse, genocide attacks. So the world needs to keep an eye on North and East Syria, and world leaders need to continue to advocate for peace and treatment of all people in Syria with dignity and respect.
Considering what's happening at the moment and the so-called Syrian Arab Army, majority of it is former members of ISIS or Al-Qaeda or other radical organizations. Can't the Syrian government have a control over this so-called army to stop them in the Kurdish areas or other parts of Syria to harass people?
Well, it remains to be seen if President Sharrah has full control over his forces. But he is in charge. He is the commander-in-chief of his internal security forces. And he has made statements, including a decree, a special decree, that said Kurdish people will be protected and Kurdish rights will be protected and respected. In the 14-point agreement, the so-called January 18th agreement, in there, it clearly states that there will be ceasefire and end of hostilities among all forces, and those conditions are to be met immediately. Time will tell.
Many people or many Kurds are saying that the U.S. had betrayed the Kurds as happened in 1975. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, my relationship and knowledge of Kurdish people really began in 2019. In October 2019, President Trump agreed for the Turkish invasion of part of Syria during Operation Peace Spring. So there's evidence that in multiple points of history where there needed to be an expectation of support from the United States toward Kurdish people, that support was not there. It's mixed. Over in Kurdistan region of Iraq, the U.S. continues to have a good, strong relationship with the Kurdistan regional government. But in Syria, without that constitutional structure and with the rapid decision today of the United States to end its relationship with the Syrian Democratic Forces, I think that some of the criticism toward America is proper. It's factually based.
In your opinion, if the interim president, Ahmad al-Sharrah, stays in power, how do you think Syria's future will look for the Kurds and for rebuilding the country?
It's likely that President Sharrah would stay in power. I can't see any reason why he would not leave power before his term or future terms end. He seems to have good, strong support from many of the regions in Syria and, of course, the international support as well. for the Kurds, President Sharda has a chance. He has an opportunity to follow through with his word and ensure that Kurds are no longer treated as second-class citizens and have full rights and full access to education and opportunities in business and in government.
Miles Kagans, the third senior fellow at the New Lions Institute and former spokesman for the US-led coalition to defeat ISIS in Syria and Iraq. Thank you for your time and thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish in Australia.
Thanks for having me, Sir Chaba.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.